A Black Executive Perspective now presents Need to Know with the award-winning hyphenated Dr. Nsenga Burton. Dr. Burton, what do we need to know?
Good afternoon and welcome to Need to Know with Dr. Nsenga Burton. I am she. Today I'm going to be talking to you about decorum. We have someone in office who is, and I'm talking about 47, who lacks decorum and who is surrounded by people who lack decorum. And I really want you to know, I need you to know, that people only are allowed to behave in the manner in which 47 and his cronies behave based on privilege. They can go around and behave however they want in any sitting that they want to without any regard for protocol or decorum because they have the privilege of having money and I would argue whiteness. I don't know if you've been paying attention, but the way that the leader of the free world, and I use the word leader loosely, but the leader of the free world has been talking to journalists, particularly women journalists, is disgusting. There is no room in a workplace for someone to speak to other people above them in rank or below them in rank in the manner in which 47 continues to speak to women journalists, particularly women journalists of color. Now, this happened when he was 45 and nothing was done about it. People just said, oh, that's terrible how he's talking to April Ryan. Oh, that's terrible how he's talking to this person. You always just fill in the blank with the black woman's name. Oh, it's terrible. Nobody interceded. Nobody intervened. Nobody did anything about it. They just listened to him talk terribly to them. So here we are, 47, the next term. And again, this is why I'm so bitter about him being in office, is because we had all of this information, again, all of this information about this candidate, this convicted felon, this accused pedophile, this convicted sexual batterer. And we voted for him. We, not me, you, those who voted for him, the populace, voters voted for him. The Electoral College voted for him again. He was already behaving and engaging in this type of unprofessional, mean-spirited, verbally abusive, and in any other workplace in the country, illegal behavior. Yep. And now he's doing it on the world stage again. No one is intervening. No one is interceding. People are literally listening to him tell women to be quiet, calling them piggy. He called a woman stupid the other day. And they're not saying anything. No one around him in his circle, which is why this little press conference with Mr. Patel and that convicted felon standing behind him, who's now part of the Justice Department, that Mr. Trump pardoned. And then that lady who got divorced from her husband after being implicated in a criminal enterprise, who's standing next to him, who's a Fox News expert, you know, commentator, now part of the JOD. That's why they don't have any credibility. You can't have credibility when you're doing a press conference about the DC, finding the suspect for the DC pipe bombing in 2021. After you behave in ridiculously horrible ways. I mean, every meeting with every leader of state, every meeting is horrendous. You can't have any credibility. So nobody cares that you caught the DC pipe bomber from 2021. That's not going to make us forget the Epstein files. It's not going to make us forget any of the other crazy things that are going on currently with this administration. It's not going to make us forget that you just called a reporter stupid 48 hours ago. It's not going to make us forget that. So you can't have credibility in one space and act a fool in another. That acting a fool in another space translates to other spaces. So the president of the United States runs a very important workplace. The workplace environment is not the place for that type of behavior. People have been fired for less. People have been fired for expressions or people like me who can't fix their face in meetings when I hear crazy stuff being said, or who will not sit there and allow somebody to be verbally abused or harassed or harmed in my purview. Things like that happen to folks who stand up for people, which is why people aren't saying anything. But this is not the time or place for people to not say anything. Not saying anything is how we got to 47. Not saying anything is why you have people being literally held hostage in his administration in terms of their inability to leave or unwillingness to leave because they are fearful of what might happen to them, verbally and otherwise. Being quiet or remaining silent is being complicit in what is happening. And so we cannot stand for this type of behavior because it's bad behavior. It's unprofessional. Sorry, I got excited. Unprofessional, and it's unacceptable. And in most workplaces, it would not be allowed. And if it did happen, there would be some type of consequence. But we have someone in office who knows that he is now allowed to do whatever with impunity and with no consequences, which is why he thinks it's okay to talk to people like that. And then wants to have a press conference and trot out his minions and think they're going to have some credibility or somebody's going to believe anything they said when you were just acting like you were in a circus. You can't have it both ways. So you can have all the privilege you want. This is what you need to know. You have all the privilege you want. You can get away with whatever it is you think you can get away with in this lifetime. But there's always going to be someone watching. There's always going to be someone paying attention. And there's always going to be someone who says, when you say, oh, I'm different. I'm a changed person. Oh, no, you weren't. Not yesterday. There's always going to be that person who's holding you to the fire, your feet to the fire. And there's always going to be, because you are the free leader of the free world, allegedly, there's always going to be footage for your grandchildren and your grandchildren to see the jokester, the clown that 47 is and has become. So what you need to know is you can't get away with it, so don't do it. This verbally abusive behavior is rubbing off on people. You're seeing it online. You got people filming fights at Thanksgiving. I mean, it's just outrageous, outrageous behavior. Don't let that get you fired in your workplace. Don't mimic what 47 is doing. He is not a leader. He is indeed a follower, because leaders know that they cannot behave that way and stay employed, but they know better yet that they cannot behave that way and have respect and be treated with some seriousness when they're talking about things that should matter, but don't anymore, because you are so unserious as a leader. So keep that in mind. You need to know decorum matters. Protocol matters, and how you treat and talk to people verbally. You don't have to put your hands on anybody to harm them. Verbally, spitting on someone is an assault. Okay? This is why Mike Tomlin says you have to handle your business as you need to handle your business. Spitting on someone is an assault. Talking to someone with such venom is abusive. And so don't get caught in that trap of watching our 47, our leader, who just has been continues to be a consistent source of disappointment. Don't let his actions get you fired. That's what you need to know. So tune in next week. and we're going to talk about some other things. I'm wishing you a happy holiday season. Again, I know that we're living in the upside down. That is a media reference. We are living in the upside down, but one day it will be right side up. And remember, you have to live in the world again that is run by normal and decent people, and people who at least believe in decorum and protocol. All right. So that day is not here, but it is coming. So don't lose steps and don't lose what you've learned and what you've used to be successful, because you have such poor role models in the White House. All right. So tune in next Thursday with Tony and Chris on a Black Executive Perspective podcast, the award-winning podcast. You can learn some more information, some more interesting things. And of course, I'll be here too to share more information about you on what you may or may not need to know. All right. Have a wonderful day. Stay focused, stay warm, stay informed. Thank you.
A Black Executive Perspective.